Hey dads, before we jump into today's episode, I want to let you know about a great resource we have for you called the Dad Son Challenge, 10 manly activities that dads and sons can do together. These are fun activities that you and your son can do to help both of you get better at being men that are based around the 5 marks of manhood that we talk about in each episode of Manly Tales. So go to manhoodtribes.com/challenge where you can download your free Dad Son Challenge today. That's manhoodtribes.com/challenge. Welcome to Manly Tales, stories for making men out of boys, a podcast for dads and sons to listen to together. I'm Don Ross, the host of Manly Tales, and each episode you'll hear my sons and me talk about the stories that are inspiring and teaching us about what it means to be a man. We're excited to have you listen in with us. This episode is part of Season 4 of Manly Tales, where we're talking about The Lord of the Rings. All stories are from The Fellowship of the Ring by J.R.R. Tolkien. Today's episode is about Legolas. Let's listen together.
All sat silent for a while until at length Boromir spoke.
"He is a small thing, you say, this Gollum? Small but great in mischief. What became of him? To what doom did you put him?"
"He is in prison, but no worse," said Aragorn. "He had suffered much. There is no doubt that he was tormented, and the fear of Sauron lies black in his heart. Still, I for one am glad that he is safely kept by the watchful elves of Mirkwood. His malice is great, and gives him a strength hardly to be believed in one so lean and withered. He could work much mischief still, if he were free. And I do not doubt that he was allowed to leave Mordor on some evil errand."
"Alas! Alas!" cried Legolas, and in his far elvish face there was great distress.
"The tidings that I sent to bring now must be told. They are not good, but only here have I learned how evil they may seem to this company. Smeagol, who is now called Gollum, has escaped."
"Escaped?" cried Aragorn.
"That is ill news indeed. We shall all rue it bitterly, I fear. How came the folk of Thandurel to fail in their trust?"
"Not through lack of watchfulness," said Legolas, "but perhaps through overkindliness. And we fear that the prisoner had aid from others, and that more is known of our doings than we could wish. We guarded this creature day and night at Gandalf's bidding, much though we wearied of the task. But Gandalf bade us hope still for his cure. And we had not the heart to keep him ever in the dungeons under the earth, where he would fall back into his old black thoughts."
"You were less tender to me,"
said Glowin, with a flash of his eyes, as old memories were stirred of his imprisonment in the deep places of the Elven King's halls.
"Now come," said Gandalf. "Pray do not interrupt, my good Glowin. That was a regrettable misunderstanding long set right. If all the grievances that stand between elves and dwarves are to be brought up here, we may as well abandon this council."
Glowin rose and bowed, and Legolas continued. "In the days of fair weather we led Gollum through the woods, and there was a high tree standing alone far from the others which he liked to climb. Often we let him mount up to the highest branches until he felt the free wind, but we set a guard at the tree's foot. One day he refused to come down, and the guards had no mind to climb after him. He had learned the trick of clinging to boughs with his feet as well as his hands. So they sat by the tree far into the night. It was that very night of summer, yet moonless and starless, that orcs came on us at unawares. We drove them off after some time. They were many and fierce, but they came from over the mountains, and they were unused to the woods. When the battle was over, we found that Gollum was gone, and his guards were slain or taken. It then seemed plain to us that the attack had been made for his rescue, and that he knew of it beforehand. How this was contrived we cannot guess, but Gollum is cunning, and the spies of the enemy are many. The dark things that were driven out in the years of the dragon's fall have returned in greater numbers, and Mirkwood is again an evil place, save where our realm is maintained. We have failed to recapture Gollum. We came on his trail among those of many orcs, and it plunged deep into the forest going south. But ere long it escaped our skill, and we dared not continue the hunt, for we were drawing nigh to Dol Guldur, and that is still a very evil place, and we do not go that way."
"Well, he is gone," said Gandalf. "We have no time to seek for him again. we must do what we will. But he may play a part yet that neither he nor Sauron have foreseen.
All right, so this story gives us a little bit of insight into the character of Legolas. And as the only elf that's in the Fellowship, I think he's kind of a real interesting character for us to be able to take a look at and just learn some things from, because the elves show kind of a different side of what it means to be a man than when we look at like the hobbits or the humans. And I think that's kind of interesting. So what did you guys hear in this part of the story, and what are some things that stood out to you?
I mean, I really liked the part where, like, the elves knew what they were doing and trying to keep Gollum safe, and that even though they got away and that the orcs took Gollum, like, they still knew what they were going to do and how to track him, and, like, they were just, everybody in the Fellowship really trusted that they knew what they were doing.
Okay, yeah, that's a good example. You could tell that there was a lot of respect for the elves. I think that's true, too. Colton, what stood out to you? What did you like about the story?
Just how, like, the elves are just, like, smart and cunning, and just, like, even though the elves are very smart, Gollum was able to outsmart them. Like, how, like, Gollum is just, like, a smart, cunning creature.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting. I like that, too. Like, clearly the elves knew what they were doing, but somehow, and they didn't even know, but somehow Gollum was able to outsmart them or outplan them. And, yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting as well. Here at the Manly Tales podcast, we love to, in each episode, talk about what it looks like to be a man and how we can learn from the men in our stories about living better as a man. And we talk about that through using our five marks of manhood, which are strength, courage, skill, honor, and allegiance. And we believe that those things are things that men should exhibit in every aspect of their lives. So as you guys listen to this story, what were some of the marks of manhood that stood out to you?
Courage. And, like, I saw courage because the elves were taking care of a creature that may be very dangerous and, well, deadly, but they were being still nice, and yeah.
Okay, yeah, so there was courage in kind of the way that they were choosing to handle him. I would agree with that. What else? Any other things?
I mean, I definitely saw, like, the elves had skill, right? Like, it talked about, Legolas was saying, oh yeah, we were able to get them out pretty quickly because they didn't know the forest. Like, they were very, like, skillful. Like, they knew the forest and how to get through and knew all the, like, you know, tricks and turns in the forest and how to, capture Gollum, but, well, I guess out of way, but.
Yeah, that's good, though. You know, there's obviously something bigger at work there going on that Gollum in some way was able to outsmart the elves. But still, at the same time, you could kind of hear in the way that everybody else around Legolas spoke to him that there was a lot of respect for the skill of the elves and what they were capable of doing. So I would agree. I think that's really true. And I think that part of, the way that elves show up in this story kind of really highlights an aspect of manhood that, is one of our marks of manhood is skill. Like, that men are meant to be respected for their skills. We're meant to learn things well enough that others know that, like, we can do these things and we can do them in ways that are meant to serve others. And I think the elves really show that well. They were probably the most skillful of all the races in the story of Lord of the Rings. And I think that kind of helps highlight something for us that we could kind of continue to grow towards. So when you guys think about that, like, you think about, you know, ways that you could kind of put into practice some of the things that you see from Legolas, like, what do you think? Like, what are some skills that you think you have that you would love to kind of develop and be respected for?
Well, I would say one skill that I have is I'm really good at basketball, and so I would love to be able to develop that skill and get better at basketball.
Okay. Colton, how about you?
I would say I'm good at being a friend, and I would just, like, maybe want to get a little better at that so that, like, you know, people feel welcome.
Yeah, that's cool. I love that. I love that you guys are thinking about, like, here's what I know that I'm good at and how I can continue to contribute that in other ways and be better at it. So I think that's great. All right. At the end of every episode of Manly Tales, we love to leave you guys, the dads and sons who are listening, with a question for you to continue discussing after the episode is done so that you can keep this conversation going between the two of you. So we actually just have one question today for both the dads and sons. And that question is, what skill are you respected for and how can you continue to develop it? Okay, I'll say it again. What skill are you respected for and how can you continue to develop it? All right, that's it for today on the Manly Tales podcast. We hope that you enjoyed this episode and we'll look forward to talking to you next time. We'll see you then.
Bye-bye.
You guys next time on Manly Tales.
Manly Tales is a production of Manhood Tribes. Stories are performed by Josh Burns. For more information, visit manlytales.com. Hey dads, don't forget to download your Dad-Son Challenge, 10 manly activities that dads and sons can do together. Just go to manhoodtribes.com/challenge.